News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
But we have a man with the answer to the questions on whether or not giant spiders are now infesting our houses. And I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. I'm joined now by Dr. Michel Dugan, who is head of the research team based at Venom Systems in the lab in NUI Galway. Is Shane right when he irritates me and traumatises me by talking about giant spiders in his house?
No, he's actually partly right. Actually, in this season we do tend to have a lot of visitors in our houses, and these are very often male spiders that are looking for females.
And so the big house spiders that we're seeing around our homes and under our beds, and I'm making myself upset here, they are male spiders looking for a mate. Is that right?
Yes. So what happens is that female spiders tend to live their whole life on their web. And in the autumn, mature male will look so for those females. They'll start to travel around looking for females before they actually meet their creator in the winter. So this is their last chance to actually get jiggy, and they become quite courageous.
So they wish to get jiggy. The idea of two spiders getting jiggy and making more spiders is even worse, let's be honest. So they're looking to mate, and this is their last chance. And then what happens? Do the male spiders head off again, or do they die, or where are we left when these horny spiders come into our house and we see them everywhere?
Well, I'm afraid the end for the male spiders is not too good. Most of them will not survive the winter. They are genetically programmed to actually die soon after the mating season. So those males have a few days or a few weeks left now. And after that, most of them will be dead.
Oh, God. OK. And just, is there anything we should do? Because there are a number of people close to this studio who are afraid of spiders and have arachnophobia. Should we throw them out of their houses? Will they come back in? Should we just stamp on them?
So it'd be best if you could avoid actually stamping on them, because at the end of the day, they're part of our ecosystem, and they're very interesting and resilient little creatures. But it's very difficult to actually get rid of spiders. Those organisms live everywhere around us, and for most of the summers, they were living outside and enjoying the good weather. Now that it's getting a bit colder, some of them will actually sense that it's warmer inside houses and come in. So even if you get rid of one or two spiders now, there is a good chance that more will come in. The best way is probably to just remove them gently by taking a cup, putting it on top of the spider, sliding a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard under the cup or the glass, and then you can just release the spider a little bit further from your home. Now, they don't have a massive memory, they won't remember the way home, and they'll probably look for another spot to spend their last few weeks or the coming few months.
Okay. And Michelle, like, people are afraid of spiders, but are they actually dangerous? Do they do, you know, the common house spiders here, I know they can get quite large, 7.5 centimetres, I can't believe I'm saying this, but do they do us any harm? I mean, they eat flies and things, which is a good thing, but can they bite us?
No, so in Ireland, we have about 400 different species of spiders. And out of those 400 species, none but one actually dangerous. They're completely harmless, except the noble false widow, which is a newcomer in Ireland. It arrived about 20 years ago, and the noble false widow is actually the only species that's capable of giving you a nip that can be quite uncomfortable and quite painful for a few hours to a couple of days. Something a bit similar to a wasp sting.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, so most spiders are our friends. They eat the flies. They're just coming in to get a bit of loving before they die, and we should be kind to them and look upon them as sort of friendly visitors and just put them outside under a cup.
Yes, in fact, we should remember that spiders eat 600 million tons every year around the world of pest, so they are extremely important creatures for us. It's thanks to spiders that we don't have too many midges and mosquitoes and flies around our houses, so So I think they are our friends after all.
Okay. Well, look, thank you for that indeed. Maybe your friends, Michelle. That is Dr. Michelle Dugon there. They're just
are you convinced?
Just looking for love, Shane.
I know. It's not just, unlike Sharon Stone, they haven't given up on the dating game. And look, what, they only have days to live. So you may as well go out in style, I suppose, if you are going to go out.